No, 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 not without. When you're looking to sell a house, same goes if you're buying. Don't even start trying. If Scott's not in your corner, I don't say that I didn't warn ya. He knows real estate so well, he could write the manual. He works for Coldwell Banker, we're Manual. Scott Kunith is absolutely essential if you're buying or you're selling residential. Seven 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 four six. You're just the person he'd love to get an email from. SKUNNATH@CBWM.com. Scott Kunith, yeah.
Oh yeah, Scott Kunith. Yeah, we need to get Scott some listings, sell him some houses.
Yeah,
he wants to help you list your house or sell your house. Call Scott Kunith or email skunith@cb. Yeah.
Coldwell Banker. You're just better at real estate than they are.
.com.
Skunith, skunnath@cbwm.com.
That Trump real estate thing reminded me. Did you read the story about his visit to Mount Vernon?
I did see.
Now,
is he saying George Washington should have named it after himself?
He should. You got to put your name on things, and then the tour guide let him know that, well, the capital is named after him.
That's right.
But there were a lot of other funny things in that article about how stairways too
small.
Was
he suggesting that he doesn't know that anything's named after George Washington?
Well, I mean, that's what's tricky with it when it's in print is how much is he joking around and messing around and how much is he being serious?
Huh.
But, well, I mean, Trump has more than one thing named after him. I think he's pretty bullish on the idea.
Yeah, but he was saying that, you know, Mount Vernon should have been named after George Washington or no one remembers you. But there were some other things. When he saw the bed, he, like, grabbed the post of the bed and goes, it's a good bed to die in. He was ragging on the floorboards, too, because they were creaky and uneven.
Why was he there?
He was with the Macrones when they came over. I guess.
Oh, never been worse.
I guess something to do, like when people.
Oh, I bet.
Take visitors here to a Henry Ford or.
I would imagine Trump being so bored at something like that. Yeah.
What a mess.
Totally.
That's got to be the hardest part about being president for him, I would think, is doing the perfunctory things.
Yeah, but he liked Macron, or he did at that time. He liked them, so he probably wanted to show off stuff.
I am not a fan.
Well, I would say.
he showed up by saying how crappy it was.
I want to take him to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Or Trump Tower.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Let's see. What did I want to mention? Oh, yeah, it's the weekend, which means you can listen to us on WLLZ.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in this podcast and you're in the car and this podcast is over, or you just want to see what we sound like on the radio again, you can turn on WLLZ. Does our presence on WLLZ mean? No. I was going to say, do we have to cancel the best of because we're no. Because you can listen to us anytime.
Well, this best of is older than the best of they're playing. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Their best of is kind of going through the entire week of our shows, the current week. And our best of goes back about 2 years.
Trying to keep it 2 years.
So it's just hot clips of the current show.
Yeah.
They're different best ofs.
I think the value is in the... I have to talk about this because we haven't really discussed it. The last hour of the podcast, I just think a lot of people never get to it, which is where we pull stuff from, but they can do it during the week. Anyway, yeah, WLZ 106.7, 8 to 11, Saturday and Sunday morning. And some people listen to best. You don't have to listen to best of them. You can listen to best of whenever you want. So
yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
Just as long as you listen.
Just listen all day. Right? Okay?
Just do it.
Yeah.
The Freak Film Festival, I know those dates that we were teasing for, like, the Cream premiere, the Cream magazine.
Yeah.
And the Russian 5 thing is getting a lot of talk. How long is the film festival going on?
I thought it was through the 6th. Oh, boy.
Well, I know one of the premieres was on the 10th.
Yeah.
So it can't be. It was in your
back
prep
in time.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Boy Howdy debuted at the Fillmore though on Wednesday. So
okay,
all right. I'm
I'm hoping there's some other showings for these things.
Yeah, oh, it's through the 14th. So.
People loved The Russian Five. I've gotten four or five emails from people who just said it was fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really good.
We talked to Josh Rule in, what is that, February of 2018 regarding the documentary.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, we were ahead of the curve, of course.
Yeah, spread out.
Trudy, you are in the finals again for the Sports Radio Detroit favorite female personality.
I am.
And you
need a little push.
You do need a little push because Allison Martinick is formidable.
What?
And she's doing prayer hands.
Oh, fake.
So, well, no, she's, I mean, I think she's like.
Oh, she's begging?
Vote for me.
I thought you were saying she's pandering to the religious crowd.
I'm not sure what her motivation is.
In this?
I have a feeling Allison is just as smart as we are. I think she's plugging it on 96.3. I'm just guessing.
Probably not because she got blown out from 96.3.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. She's on NIC.
NIC.
Yeah. Which
she's
is
just on the hall for me, by the way. I can go beat the crap out of her.
Well, yeah, you guys.
But that would only gain her sympathy votes. I wouldn't do that, Allison,
well,
by
just
the way.
Say that she beat you up then.
Oh, that's true. Like oh. Oh, Smolliter.
Smolliter.
Smolliter just to get sympathy.
But then, yeah, she won't be hurt if you smile at her. She'll just be able to say that she got in a fight and she held her own. Because nobody hurt Jesse Smollett.
No, she's going to, Trudy's going to claim that she was attacked
by
her.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Sympathy.
Oh, that. Yeah. Oh, I like that idea.
What a tight race, too. Oh.
What's the score, Brandon?
52% Trudy Daniels. Bastard. 47% Allison.
Allison was off to a flying start this morning, and my sister Patty
said
she was throwing in votes for you because she was upset.
Come on, Patty.
And she said, you guys haven't talked about this. So I tweeted it out. And people, Patty, people responded.
Nice.
And it sounds like they've been
well done
hitting it for the last day or so. Yeah. So that's cool.
Is it a conflict of interest if I mention it on my own show tomorrow?
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No way. You're on Sunday?
No. I mean, if I get in the time machine and mention
Trudy
it on Friday.
Too many jobs.
Oh, God.
SRD, Sports Radio Detroit, by the way, that is a sports podcast, and they've been doing it for a long time. We know Dan Griffin. They do a great job over there. So if you want to give them a spin, their podcast, while you're voting for Trudy, I would also.
They have the Out of Bounds podcast.
Right. Him and Roger Martin.
Where's
the date? Guys. They made that.
Do they have more than one?
Well, Dave and Dan do the Out of Bounds.
Okay.
There's more underneath there.
So they're spreading out, are they? That's right. They had a whole series of podcasts.
Yeah, they do.
What were those doing? Anybody know?
Pretty good. I mean, I always see them.
Maybe Dan.
Why, is the network thinking of purchasing some mergers and acquisitions?
We might have to absorb SRD and the Out of Bounds podcast. Yeah, Out of Bounds podcast is a big lure, it sounds like.
How many people can we fit in the basement?
And honestly,
it's really good delivery.
No, they're really good. They don't have the advantage, though, of having had a show on radio that they take people over. They've had to build it from scratch, and that's not easy. But it's a well-produced show, too. I was really impressed.
And Dan was the runner-up for the contest that we had at 105.1.
Wait, he didn't win?
Yes.
Dave win?
Dave.
I know Barry won.
Barry the Mailman?
Yeah. I don't know what happened to Barry. I think one of them was first and the other one was third and Barry was second.
Anyway, they roll on. And also, No Filter Sports with Eli, Denny, and Bob Page. I know they've got a new show up and they had Greg Kelser on.
Yes, Greg Kelser joined us. There was a lot of Masters talk, which was great. A lot of old experiences of them actually going to the Masters, both being able, just covering it, but then also Denny had a great story of being able to play Augusta.
Ooh.
He got in a little bit of trouble.
Of course.
So surprised.
Everywhere he goes.
I know. It sounds like Denny get in a little tussle with Bob Page?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every episode lately.
Why? It's funny. I have made a habit out of No Filter Sports. I actually listen to almost every show. I don't have time for this, but I do because if I'm doing something else, I'll always have a podcast on. And I feel this is a real low common denominator aspect of my personality. I love when they start ragging on each other. When they start tussling, I really like it. It's just, I don't know why, it makes me laugh and it's more entertaining and I kind of wake up.
Oh, yeah. They definitely got at it the other day, too.
Okay.
It's worth a listen.
Oh, the Monday show?
The Thursday show.
Did they get in on Monday too?
Yeah, I think Monday is kind of when they started to butt heads a little bit more, and then Thursday it kind of blew up again.
Okay. No Filter Sports on the Red Shovel Network, by the way.
Denny, thanks for the candy bar, by the way. If you're
he provides Trudy with chocolate every day.
He does. Did you eat his candy bar, Trudy? Did you eat that Hershey bar?
I ate his candy bar. I ate a piece of pizza from 2 days ago.
Oh, right. The chocolate cake is still up there. It's only been there a week.
It is. It's still good.
And I was finishing off Denny's cashews.
Cakes and pies.
The more I sit here, the more I'm going to eat.
Denny does tend to have food on him at all times.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. Elsewhere, okay, I want to mention the Reef because a week from today, assuming you're listening on Saturday the 13th, on 420, Mark and Trudy will be at the Reef from noon to 2, yes, on 420 that day. The Reef is open 9 to 9, 7 days a week. It's on 8 Mile, just east of Mound in Detroit. So if you want to say hi to Mark or Trudy, and maybe you want to, you could win a TV, you could win paraphernalia, store credit, plus iPads every 3 hours at the Reef. And if you have a card and mention the Drew and Mike podcast, you'll get a free pre-roll.
Whoa.
Visit FindTheReef.com, the biggest, the best, The Reef, for all your medical marijuana, oils and extracts, CBD products, edibles, and topicals. Let the knowledgeable and friendly staff guide you in the right direction. And then again, Saturday, April 20th, celebrate 420 and Customer Appreciation Day with the biggest bash in Michigan. Mark and Trudy at The Reef, noon to 2, on 8 Mile, just east of Mound of Detroit, okay? What song is that?
Spoke to joints, right? In the morning, I spoke to joints at night. Brandon was taking a lot of pride in turning you on to Sublime the other day.
Yeah, I was digging Sublime. I do know a few Sublime songs, but I didn't know. I was listening. I actually got through the whole CD that we were listening to.
Oh, it's good.
Which one? 40 Ounce of Freedom or the major label?
I think he went through the self-titled album. I like it when you discuss certain artists with Drew, he'll do a deep dive there in front of you.
Yeah. Well,
because he cares.
It's so much easier.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. This whole thing with Motley Crue is hilarious. You know, here's Motley Crue. They really broke out in the 80s. But I was so stuck on New Wave and Elvis Costello and The Jam and The Police and Talking Heads and the bands from that period that Motley Crue, they were, to me, their band. And we only played a few tracks. And so I didn't really try to, but I'm watching that last show on AXS, and I know those guys so well. We interviewed them, and there's so much about them. They became, to me, I talked about it the other day, they became bigger than a band. They were like these guys who were always in trouble and were always making news, and I really sort of skipped a lot of the music. But I'm enjoying the show, watching the Netflix movie. If you haven't seen it, you're a Motley Crue fan. I think you'd like it. I don't know. I thought it was fun as hell.
Good.
And the last concert on Access, is it called The Final Show? I can't think of the name of the show. If you watch Access.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I saw excerpts of it, of the Tommy Lee drum
thing
that goes upside down and all that.
I watched another half hour of it last night. I'm still just marveling at Mick Mars. I can't believe... Yeah. I don't know. He's the guy you never hear about. He
unsung.
Just plays so
guitar
well.
Hero. Yeah.
And I remember in about 2000, he was like, oh yeah, Mick Mars, he's going to be dead in like 3 years because his spine is collapsing or something. He's got like osteoporosis really bad or some disease. And he's still playing.
Osteoporosis.
What's wrong with Mick Mars? There's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's
a spinal thing.
Osteoporosis.
It's like major osteoporosis advanced.
Can you read that word? Inky losing spondylite. I don't know.
Spondylitis.
It really sucks, and it has to do with his spine.
Right. Can they just name it Mick Mars disease now?
Yeah, they should.
Cool.
Yeah. He's got AIDS.
People wouldn't feel as bad getting it.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool.
Mick Mars has it. It'd be kind of cool. But he's playing that 2015 show. He doesn't move a lot, but he plays up a storm. So, I don't know, it's weird how, I'm able to go back and enjoy music that I kind of missed, just because, I don't know, I want to listen to it.
Right. And it's still all there. So.
Yeah, ain't going anywhere. Amazon This was after the show yesterday. There was a story about Amazon and how if you have Alexa, yes, Amazon may be listening to you.
Oh, it's crazy.
What?
What a shock.
Wait, why? You know, it's funny when people go, oh, did you see that asshole covering up the camera on his computer? Or, you know, he thinks Alexa's listening to him. And honest to God, these people, they have no shame whatsoever. I mean, they just said, well, yeah, but it's just a few people, and we don't, and nobody knows anybody's identity. But you could be in bed having sex. You could be talking about your financial issues. You could be talking about anything, and they're listening to you because they're trying, they say, they're trying to get thousands of employees, by the way. They're trying to get accents, and they're trying to...
lingo and
the human voice. Mm-hmm. They're trying to be able to
inflections
so that Alexa herself can understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But they never told us that they were doing that. I don't remember hearing that.
Yeah, you probably clicked a box when you bought it. That gave them permission.
That's pretty major in my opinion. Think? I mean, honest to God.
What? No, it has helped solve some murders, hasn't it? Hasn't Alexa recorded some murders? It's been a big deal, a big case.
Is that admissible?
Well, I think so. I guess it is. I mean, there's been a big deal about that.
The story on NBC implied that they did not tell us this. But
that
they did say
it's always listening.
They said, thousands of employees. They did say that you can do something to make yourself not listenable. I don't even know if I believe that, to be honest, because they never told us in the first place.
You can always turn off the microphone, can't you? I know you can't with Google. I don't have
but
Alexa.
But if you turn off the microphone, what's the point? You got to turn it on and off every time. You know, I thought that was the whole
joke. If you're planning a murder or you're about to get it on and you're that scared.
Yeah, mine's in my kitchen, so I don't think that they're really getting any great content.
What if you and Kristen have a big fight in the kitchen?
What if you get it on?
Well, then they're going to pick sides and they're going to say, oh, I'm with the male. I'm with the female. I mean, they really, what are they going to do? I'm not planning no crimes.
Yeah, right. Says the guy who's going to plan a crime.
They should listen to my baby crying all the time.
Yeah, I always have the baby around Alexa. All right, so... Amazon Alexa. Oh, did anybody see the video of the Ranger players in the new home run salute?
No, what is it?
They grab each other's crotches.
Yeah, Joey Gallo, cool. He's on my fantasy team.
And Nomar Mazara?
Nomar Mazara and Joey Gallo.
I saw the headline. I'm like, you're not doing it. Get out of here. And then I punch it, and he gets around the bases, and I think the other one's crossing home plate. The other one's coming to bat. They squeeze each other's units.
Cool. Hit a dong, grab a dong.
What the? Why? Why are they doing that?
They got gloves
check
on.
It out, check it out. Hey, good job. Oh, yeah.
What the? Oh, God.
Ow.
First of all, I wouldn't think Major League Baseball would be crazy about it.
That home run got me a few points.
Really? I mean, isn't the joke about baseball players? They're always adjusting their cup. And
yeah, but they're not adjusting other people's.
What?
You didn't do this at Tech?
No. No, that's not something I'm familiar with. I mean, if they want to do it, I really don't care. But, you know, it's the kind of thing...
They don't do this all the time. There's like one time, right?
Are both of those parties willing? I mean, the guy who grabs the guys.
Is it a Me Too moment?
Joey Gallo's Me Too. Or Nomar Mazara was Me Too.
I mean, I would think one thing is, you know, people take kids to the game. Why is he grabbing his penis, Daddy?
Because he just hit a home run, idiot.
Yeah, it's part of their little
suit.
Yeah,
you hit a home run, you'll see.
Yeah, let me grab
yours. Get your hand off my penis!
Just struck me a little strange.
Yeah, go back to the old-fashioned patting on the butt.
Yeah, remember when we thought that was provocative? By the way, the dogs are insane upstairs.
No, they're outside.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to get them in a minute. But first, this final reminder, WLZ, 8 to 11, Saturday and Sunday. If you're out running errands, which a lot of people are, pop on 106.7. Did I say 98.7?
Yeah, you did.
I did.
106.7.
106.7. Yeah, 98.7 is the wheels that we took down back in 1995.
Yes.
This is the one we're breathing life into. 106.7. And don't forget our friend, Scott Kunith, who would love to list your house. Or if you want to refer someone to Scott, call him at 248-797-7746 or skunith at CBWM, and that's Coldwell Banker, Weir Manuals, Rising Star Realtor Scott Kunith. If you want to list your house or you want help in finding one, Scott can help. You can help with every step of the process if you haven't done it, or you want to refer someone who's a newbie to buying homes or condos or whatever. Scott Kunath, SKUNATH at CBWM.com. And the best of, let's see, what's going on? We got THC and H2O.
Yeah, we had to call a water department and a couple other numbers in the city because there was THC in their water. It was a big controversy.
Johnny Manziel troubles.
Some people pay for that, by the way.
I know.
What mean, John
Manziel? John Manziel.
John Manziel. Okay, okay. Yeah, sorry.
Back when he was Johnny.
He was Johnny then.
Mm-hmm. And Billy.
Billy Manziel. And then the guy's phone number on the Channel 7 story. Well, anytime somebody's phone number's on TV, the only thing to do is to call them and say, your phone number's on TV.
Yeah. That had some funny results.
And let's see. Oh, some Aaron Hernandez. And then the pubic hair study, finally.
Yeah. We'll kick it off with the pube story.
All right. So there you go.
Whoosh.
It is the
kicking
best
it off with pubes.
Of the Drew and Mike Show. And I know, Mark, you have an important pubic hair story you want to share.
Oh, yeah. Well, some science regarding pubes. Right? Okay. Who doesn't like science?
I don't know if you're the right person to read this story because you have such a negative attitude.
This comes from one of the most upstanding universities in the world, Bristol University in England, home of the Bristol Stool Scale.
Oh,
the Bristol Stool Scale?
Very familiar with it.
Trudy, do you know the Bristol Stool Scale?
From South Park?
Trudy's heard it from us.
No,
she wants to not remember it, but
a researcher actually came up with a scale of what your feces is supposed to look like.
Oh.
We always laugh that it was named after the school where it was developed and not him, because scientists usually name stuff after themselves. But then it wanted to be the Daniel Stool Scale. He'd rather have it be the
Bristol. He doesn't want it named after him.
So two female students have tackled one of society's last taboos with a survey of pubic hair preferences amongst fellow women.
Hmm.
Sweet.
Uh-oh.
They had women draw pictures of their choice on a whiteboard called How Do You Shape Your Bush? The majority said they prefer a Hollywood, which I never knew this had a name, that's the removal of all hair, or a Brazilian, the removal of all but a strip of pubic hair.
In what shape?
Well, just a strip. That's what's preferred.
Only
one gross student said she kept hers natural shape, preferring just to give it a little trim. All the women said they based their hairstyle on their own preferences, but many admitted they also considered the opinions of sexual partners. One said, I usually go for
a nice,
neat landing strip. Another added, I think of it as a nice little decorative piece of my bare naked body. But some voiced worries over the porn industry forcing their choices. A fellow student added, the porn industry does alter thoughts on women's view on women. There's an expectation from guys that there only be a little bit of hair there. Is that the porn industry?
Not to mention that porn industry would lead women to believe that sex ends in one particular way all the time.
Yes. It does. What?
What?
When? Which way?
Always happen?
What?
That was supposed to happen?
I thought so. What? I don't know. Jake, can you pull up the video? I didn't know there was a video. How do you shape your bush?
Grooming? You know, they need to come up with better tools for that.
To groom?
Yes.
I know. You would think there would be some specific item in the drugstore.
Right, not just the one you use on your legs.
Because you don't want your beard trimmer.
Yeah. Well,
on your pube?
Not really.
Well, plus the hair's coarser down there. Todd coarser. Your hair's a little coarser down there.
Todd coarser.
It's a little coarser.
If you're whipping your cock out around town.
Pubes are a little more wider. If you're whipping your cock around town. Stuff like that.
I thought we were talking about Todd coarser.
You serious?
Who has put pubic hair on my coat?
My pubes aren't wiry. Are you serious? What are you talking about?
Only Joe DiMaggio's aren't wiry.
You're scaring me, Todd.
Joe DiMaggio's are like silky smooth and straight.
You have way too much pubic hair.
That is the freakiest picture.
Did you find the video?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Wow.
This is real.
100 things happening.
Are Jay and Mark fucking with us, or is this really happening? It's a video called How Do You Shape Your Bush? How
scientific.
Do you shape your bush?
Yeah, I love the music.
Oh, hers is huge. Hers is huge.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been asked these questions publicly before.
Bald.
I don't know what to say.
That's a really strange question.
They just go out.
This is actually so embarrassing.
Gosh, it's quite intimidating.
Trimmer? No shaping required?
It depends on the season.
I tend to do a Brazilian because I used to do Hollywood with it all off, but I actually...
Well, she knows a little too much. I think she's a skank.
Everything off.
Everything off.
I go
for a Hollywood wax.
Wow, I never.
Well, I usually go for a nice, neat little landing strip.
Just gone. Just like if I'm going on holiday or whatever, just get a bikini wax. Everything gone.
Oh, all off.
Yeah.
So I'd say I go for a little bit bigger than a Brazilian, a small bush, and I trim it. And why do I do it? I think probably because...
Spends a lot of time on it, that's for sure.
I just think that it's a nice little decorative piece on my bare, naked body. I think it's nicer.
Yeah, you take off for it.
But I definitely think in the past it has been something that has affected me, how men view it.
It's not criminal to have a bush.
Now I'd say it's
not a crime yet.
That girl said she shaved. Now you said it took forever.
For it myself, it's more like comfortable. Yeah.
I think it is bad that we actually take into consideration what men think about this because it's our body.
Of course.
Like get over yourself. Chief. She can go to hell.
I think guys prefer.
I don't want anything to do with your bush, honey.
I think there is an expectation. Well, from what I've perceived anyway, hopefully not, but I think there's an expectation from guys that that there should be a little amount of hair there. And I think a lot of girls are quite conscious about that, which I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing.
This is pre-wax.
Oh, she did a visual aid. She has an eraser handy. That was actually funny. I like the girl. I like her sense of humor. Oh, come on, Mark. It's like the tiniest little V.
Wow.
Like 80% of it was gone.
Hey, the science shows most of them are Hollywood or Brazilian.
Wouldn't it,
I didn't know it was called
crazy
Hollywood.
To go around and make movies like that.
That filmmaker upbeat. Definitely had fun.
Well, it was two chicks that did it. I mean, can you imagine a guy going, hey, tell me about your bush. I'm doing a movie. It's a little creepy.
There's a town in Colorado that's got pot in the water.
Cool.
Now, how did they get pot in the water? What happened? Is there any simple way to explain that?
Because it's legal there. I don't know. People are...
Well, that's the thing. It is legal there. Can you tell us, Brandon?
Yeah, you're a pot expert.
No, I'm not. I actually don't know exactly how. I just know that the pot has recently made its way into their water, and it's...
People are smoking so much of it. Maybe it's via urine and feces.
Possibly, I doubt it. However, there's just been this big thing where they're trying to get people not to drink their water. Obviously, it's a very small town, so they're shutting down businesses because of it. So
what? Yeah.
What? Why can't you drink it? I mean, is it really
get high?
Is it active?
Yeah, there's THC in it, right?
So that doesn't need. Well, I guess if it's edible.
You could take a shower and you could wash your hands and all that. But if you drink it, I guess you'd catch a buzz. Well, let's call somebody out there. Did you find a couple Harris's?
You know, it's the town's only like 700 people. There was only two Harris's listed, so we have some Harris-I. And then additionally...
Harris-I.
And then additionally, there's one restaurant and one bar, so we have the numbers to those places, too.
Well, let's see if we can have just a mini Harris poll, if we can get one of the Harris's. You never know. And they're bound to be older, too. Harris's are always older. That's why they have landlines.
So if you were to drink the water, you could get high out.
I guess
that much THC.
Well, they told him not to drink the water, so I assume that's why.
Well, you're going to find out a lot of people are drinking tons of water in this town.
Of course. So every teenager is walking around with a jug.
Yeah. Just drinking out of people's hoses.
It's crazy. Is the Harris-I number real? Harris-I. I love that. Brandon? I'm predicting an African-American Harris, if they answer. Come on, Marvis Harris.
Hello. No one is available. Your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, let's try the other one. Shoot.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Person's clearly too high to answer.
Yeah, they crashed. They just had a big munch out and crashed.
Pot jokes are just so common, but for some reason, some of them end up being funny anyway.
You're going to want to stay hydrated. No, it doesn't say how it ended. I think there's an investigation ongoing. Of course, this investigation happens a lot faster than, say, Flint. This one is immediate because it's pot. We gotta get pot out of the water. Meanwhile, Flint's full of lead. And
it's killing people.
We'll adjust those tests.
You know, I thought I read somewhere that they found out about it when somebody failed a drug test and said, wait a minute, I haven't been smoking. And so then they ended up testing the water, and then the levels were really high.
Oh, come on.
So next time you fail a drug test, next time you fail a drug test, just say, must be something in the water.
Try the bar, Jay.
That sounds like a total urban legend.
I would think the bar would be maybe a little more forthcoming than the restaurant. The restaurant, though, can't serve, they can't put out water.
Oh, no.
What are you doing, making everyone drink Coke?
Oh, no. Or beer.
Gene's Family Kitchen. Or no, Plains Bar.
Sounds nice. What's it called?
Is it town Plain? Is it Plain, Colorado?
Hugo.
Oh, Hugo, Colorado. Oh, what a cool name for a town. Hugo.
Hurricane Hugo?
I'm from Hugo.
Hey, that stupid song.
Plains Bar.
Hi, this is Drew and Mark, and we're doing a broadcast from Michigan, and we're calling. We heard that there's pot in the water there in Hugo, and we're wondering if we could talk to somebody at Plains.
Like, what do you want to know?
Well, just we don't know much about it at all. If you drink the water, will you get high? Is that the issue?
You know, I don't know. That hasn't come out. They just I don't know if that's what the whole thing is or not.
Are you drinking the water?
No, I don't drink the water anymore.
I'm so wasted.
Oh, you don't? Why?
Well, I live, actually, I don't live in town. I live in the country, and I can taste chlorine in it, so I don't drink it.
Oh, gross.
Oh, yeah, that's a bummer.
Sounds like the THC is the least of the problems.
I'm on a well.
but do most of the people there probably drink their water, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
And are they drinking the water, or are they avoiding it?
No, we were told that the town said not to drink it.
Oh, and now are the potheads just drinking it like crazy?
Probably. I try to avoid that.
Are there a lot of potheads in Hugo?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Is there a marijuana shop in Hugo?
Oh, no. We have an ordinance against that.
What? But isn't pot legal in the state?
It's legal in the state, but each city can decide whether they want one in here or not.
Well, what a bunch of buzzkills. What's wrong with Hugo?
Yeah, we're not very nice.
I didn't say nice. It's a buzzkill.
did you vote against having marijuana in your town?
Oh, yeah.
You did? Yeah. And why did you feel so strongly about it?
Because she works at
a bar. Are you a reformed pothead?
Because she works at a bar.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm kidding.
It's because you don't want to lose business at the bar?
No, not that. I don't like being around those people.
Really? Well, how do they act? I've never really been around anybody who smoked pot before.
Oh, they act like they're in La La Land.
Really? I'm so wasted. Yeah.
Do they hallucinate and stuff?
I don't know. I've never seen anybody doing that, but they just, you know. I don't know what to tell you.
I thought they ate a lot, which would be good for the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't like cooking, so.
Wow, this is quite an interesting circle we're getting around here.
Probably if you called the town hall, that would be the easiest thing to find out information, or the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office.
Is there somebody there that maybe would know a little more about it, or a young person perhaps?
No, there's nobody.
No, okay.
I just opened a little bit ago. So.
Okay. Right. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for the help.
You want the sheriff's office number? They could give you the information you need.
The sheriff's office? I don't know. We might get busted. Yeah, that'd be great, actually, if you have the number.
Okay, it's 719 743-2426.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
See ya. All right.
Bye-bye.
She's a huge buzzkill.
I know. Well, come on. She voted it down because she owns a bar.
No. She's not been around potheads. I tried to investigate that. She doesn't know what potheads act like. She just doesn't like the way they act. She can't say what they do. She just doesn't like it.
I know. Why can't drunks and potheads get along?
Yeah, she's a bar. She doesn't mind being around drunks.
I know.
But she can't stand being around potheads. She's a phony.
Doesn't make any sense.
She's a phony! Seriously, do you think that chick would ever laugh at a good stoner joke?
No. She might laugh at the just the generic ones, the common ones.
Yeah, the ones that make the stoners look really stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, she might. She's never been in the stoner psychographic, I can tell.
Don't ever ask a Muslim chick if she wants to get stoned.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey.
She might laugh at that. Do you want to call her back and try it out?
She probably would.
Want to try your set out? see what she does.
Should we call the sheriff? They'll probably be all up.
There'll be a bigger buzzkill.
Let's call the sheriff. They'll give us a straight dope.
Oh my God, why did I laugh at that? I'm laughing at the fact that I laughed at it.
You got the number, Jay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. It's probably a big nothing. I bet nobody's getting high up there. There's probably people drinking just gallons and gallons and not even getting high.
How much could really be in there to get someone high? There'd have to be a ton, right?
I would think it'd be significant, but God, when you eat pot like in a brownie, it's surprising.
Lincoln County Sheriff's Office.
Hi, this is Drew and Mark. We're calling from our podcast in the state of Michigan, and we heard that there was marijuana in the water out there, and we were looking for a little bit of information.
Okay, I can take your phone number and name, and I'll have my PIO give you a call.
Could you give us just a couple quick questions?
I can answer your questions. That has to go through the PIO, sir.
You can't answer our questions?
No, sir.
Really? Is this an emergency number?
This is the emergency number, yes.
This is what we just called? Oh,
no, this is 911. This is the sheriff's office.
Okay, yeah. We were trying not to call the 911 number because we figured you had a second
for it.
That's
right. No, you called the right number. This is the sheriff's
office.
There's
only like 700 people there, right? I mean, so surely, somebody could take a minute with us, maybe?
Absolutely. Like I said, I can have the captain give you a call, and he'll be doing the press release here in a little bit. And he'd be more than glad to give you more information.
Can you just tell me, can people get high from drinking the water? Is that what happens?
I can't answer that.
Sir.
It'd
be so much quicker to say yes or no. You don't know?
I don't.
Really? I'm just surprised that somebody wouldn't have maybe said that. But anyway.
You haven't overheard that?
Yeah, people that are drinking too much water and they're really high, maybe? No?
I'm so wasted. I cannot answer that.
Have you been drinking the water, sir?
No.
Oh, so you've been told not to drink the water.
Did they tell you why not to drink the water?
Like I said, I can take your phone number if you want to give me that, and I'll have them call you.
Boy, I've been so much faster. That's okay. We have some more informed people we're going to call instead. It'll work a lot quicker for us.
So, you bet. Thank you.
Thanks so much. You're a big help.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Yeah, have a good day.
Yeah. Way to stretch out there. Come on. He spent so much time telling us they'd call us back, and couldn't he at least answer one fucking question?
Oh, he answered plenty of questions. He just said he couldn't answer questions.
Right.
Brandon was calling him Barney Fife.
He's not supposed to drink the water, but he doesn't know why.
I know. The guy'll do whatever you tell him
to do.
He's
the least inquisitive human alive.
Stand in that corner and stare at the wall. Okay.
If somebody told you not to drink the water, surely anyone would ask.
Well, wouldn't you try it? I wonder why you're not supposed to. I mean, if that's why you're not supposed to drink it. There's THC in the water. Don't drink it. Wouldn't you try to drink it?
I don't know. I'd ask. I mean, if there was something that was going to kill me, I'd want to know. That guy doesn't even know.
Going to kill you?
He doesn't know if there's something that'll kill him in the water or something that'll get him high or something that'll give him a 10-hour boner. He doesn't know because he doesn't ask.
10-hour boner.
He just knows he's not supposed to drink the water, so he's not taking any chances.
He'd be so wet immediately. He'd be in the shower guzzling down water or a 10-hour boner.
Seems like you should call back and say that you accidentally drank some of the water. What do I do? Act like a concerned citizen.
He's not going to know.
He'll tell us to call 911. I don't know. I just know you're not supposed to drink the water.
I don't know how to dial the police.
The 911 people are informed.
Call 911.
Jeez. Come on, dude.
Well, that bombed.
This is a restaurant.
Oh, another one.
Well, that was a bar, actually.
The only restaurant.
What's it called?
Gene's Family Kitchen.
There were two reviews for the last place.
Oh, were they? How were the Plains Bar reviews?
Both 5-star.
Really?
Yeah.
For that, and that stiff runs it? I'm shocked.
Gene's Family?
Yeah, J-E-A.
Oh, J-E-A.
Yeah, Family Kitchen.
How sexist of me to spell it the other way.
They may still be closed because of this water thing.
God, just because you have to give people water with their meal?
Water. Yeah, it's a need.
Ooh, it's got 6 Yelp reviews.
Oh, really?
And some Google reviews.
Good, bad?
Come on, shithead, let's go!
Those are all good. Ooh, 1 4-star.
We had a wonderful breakfast. The gravy was uniquely Jean's. The best part of our experience, however, was meeting May. May is a regular feature at Jean's. An amazing, all caps, 90-year-old local lady who loves to socialize.
Please enter your remote access.
Her stories
code
and experiences are worth taking a few minutes to listen to and learn a little bit about Hugo.
Bye-bye.
I hope I match her when I'm 90.
May is such a drag.
Long live
May. 4 stars. You couldn't give 5 stars after that lengthy review?
May would bore you to tears. That is a simpleton town, I'm telling you.
Drinks are quite large and very cheap. The iced tea is quite good, and the soups are to die for.
The highlight of the town is the 90-year-old waitress at May. Jean's, May, and her local stories. Okay, I'm just assuming that you just get high as hell if you drink the water, because I don't know what else to think.
Oh,
why would they stop from drinking it?
Unless you're a local and have all day to sit and chew the fat, pass this place by. We waited over an hour and a half for our food. There was one order before us.
Yeah, because May's running her mouth.
One order before
you're ordering.
For a BLT, and they waited over an hour also. We had a veggie omelet, 2 pancakes, 2 eggs, and hash browns. The food was cold except for the omelet. Coffee was fine. Tasted like the pancakes had cigarette ashes in the batter. Nice people and reasonable prices, but not worth the wait. Laura P., McMinnville, Oregon.
Yeah, she doesn't know that May claps her trap constantly.
There's another,
forgets to put orders in.
I might have found May. I think I found her. You want to try her?
Well, May knows everything. She's the big clap trapper.
3 stars. I Googled food near our Target. And Jean's family kitchen popped up.
How did you find May?
There's only 700.
She's 90.
There's only 700 people in Hugo.
Oh my God! Do you ever stop talking?
Sorry to interrupt the review, Mark.
Let me go back to her.
Go ahead and dial it up while Mark's reading.
I Googled food near our Target, and Jean's family kitchen popped up. I called and spoke to a wonderfully pleasant female, who I assume was Jean. Smiley face. And I let her know what we needed, and asked if she could accommodate us. She told us she could get 5 pizzas to our people and do a remote payment over the phone. Also, upon my request for a receipt, she assured me she could mail it, since they don't have a fax machine. Small community, remember? Did they follow through? Yes, indeed. We got a message from her receipts, and they got her food. And today, I received my mailed receipt for the cost. Thus, Jean's Family Kitchen came through for us when they couldn't...
Wait, why does she need a fucking receipt?
Why did she only give it 3 stars? Oh, my God. She gave it 3 stars because she said, I sing here about service solely since I didn't get to taste the final product. She gave 3 stars?
Well, she can't ask somebody.
May?
To give her
yes.
May?
May Jean. Sorry, I'm at your call. Also, this is
May.
The Welcome Matter in Hugo, Colorado.
May!
So please leave a message and I will return the call very soon. Thank you.
Hi, May. This is a broadcast in Michigan, and we heard that you're quite a storyteller down at Jean's Family Restaurant, and we're trying to get somebody to give us information on why you can't drink the water in your town. And you're going to hear the voice of Jay. He's going to give you the phone number. You want to pick it up off the cradle there, Jay, and give her the number, and we'll take that off the air. So all you podcast listeners, don't call us all day and all night.
This lady that gave that 1-star review for Jean's Family Kitchen.
Yes.
There's another 1-star review for Farmer's Boys in Mariloma, California.
What do they do?
Another restaurant. She just reviews restaurants.
Okay.
She has 7 restaurant reviews.
Oh, by the
one
way.
1 star.
Stanhope has gone wild on Yelp. Stanhope
is
certainly reviewing all kinds of shit on Yelp.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty good, too.
Used to be our favorite place to stop. The food was always good and the zucchini, always wonderful. Lately, we wonder why we even bother. The staff is friendly enough, but for the most part, the food went downhill big time. The quote-unquote wonderful zucchini is barely palatable. Sad to see such a great place to have gone so wrong.
Who goes to a restaurant for the zucchini? That reminded me of the guy.
Lorena P., McMinnville, Oregon. she's got another 1 star.
When I said zucchini,
mm-hmm.
You reminded me of hearing that guy say,
bikini.
Bikini? Wait, do you get to go to Maui or somewhere?
Acapulco, Bing-Diddy-Mong.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
True. She's given out 2 5-stars, 1 4-star, and 4 1-stars.
Wow, this chick is rough.
Rhodey's Grill, Caldwell, Idaho.
This was our favorite place before the previous owner died and it was taken over. The food is okay for the most part, but the service is total crap no matter what time of day or what time in the week. We've had to have 6 different servers.
Oh, gee, maybe you're the problem.
Sounds like it.
6 different servers. Some are too busy playing on their phone. Some were too busy chatting with other employees. Some were high.
They're high.
Yeah.
And not in the service area most of the time. The last time, and it will be the last time.
She loves using quotes.
The last time we were there, we were subjected to an attitude that shouldn't be in the same sentence as the word service or employee.
This might be your best
review. Oh, my God.
I've been on the other end of the profession for many years in different capacities, and there's no excuse for this lackadaisical, rude, and totally indifferent type of service,
once again in quotes,
at this place. You shouldn't have to chase someone down to get a soup spoon or syrup for your pancakes or waiter or water.
Wow, this chick loves getting pancakes. I think she got pancakes at every place she's been to.
Oh, I wonder if she's huge.
You want to see a picture of her?
Pancakes. Oh, her picture's in there?
Yeah.
Is she large?
Lorena P., McMinnville, Oregon.
It's just a headshot. That's what she looks like after eating a pile of pancakes.
Judging from her head, she would appear to be sizable. Let's hear the next 1-star review.
Okay. Let's see. We did Roadie's Grill. We did Waffle. Oh, did we do Waffle House?
No.
Why are you reviewing a Waffle House?
No.
Everybody knows what a Waffle House is. Okay. Waffle House. 64 Broadway Street, Dry Ridge, Kentucky. We generally like Waffle House. After all, I love pancakes. Get good service and decent food. Not so at this one. The cook needs a lot more training, especially in cleanliness. Raw bacon.
She said there were ashes in the pancakes at two
the other
restaurants
place, you're right.
She's a clean freak.
Clean, yep.
He grabbed raw bacon, sausage, and hamburger with his bare hands, threw it on the grill, and then wiped his hands off on his apron.
Oh!
He cracked eggs into a bowl and then slung the egg white that got his fingers on. Wait.
Oh!
He cracked eggs into a bowl, then slung the egg white that got on his fingers onto the. Oh, so he went like this. He went, flicked the egg white off his fingers on the floor. What do you care? You're not eating off the floor.
You're getting pancakes anyway. They're not your eggs.
Our sausage was cooked on one side only, and my scrambled eggs were overcooked to the point of being crunchy.
Crunchy?
Gross. The gravy on the hash browns was cold. Our waitress, Kimberly, dropped off our food and just disappeared. We had to ask for a second cup of coffee. She never asked if we needed anything. She just kept disappearing. We finished eating, and she decided she wasn't coming back, so we could get a final cup.
Oh.
We got up to leave and pay, and then she appeared and asked if everything was okay.
My husband said, not really.
But she ignored the comment and tried to cheat him out of $2 of change. Oh. When he brought it to her attention,
not really.
When he brought it to her attention, she argued with him. He had to show her the receipt and how much he gave her before she shot him a sorry. And gave him the change. We will never return to this Waffle House. 1-star.
I love other people disappear, but who would want to be around her? Oh, my God, I would disappear in a second. Jeez.
Who goes and reads reviews for these small-town places other than us? Wow.
Oh, my God. She's got one more, doesn't she?
No, that's all 4. We read all 4 of them.
Okay.
Wow. Yikes. High standards for flapjacks.
Oh, that lady's hilarious. I'm continually intrigued by Johnny Football. I can't believe I've never seen anyone throw away something the way he has. Not that he was destined to be an all-pro NFL quarterback, but he was clearly a guy that was going to be in the NFL for a while and be exciting, and if he ever got a real chance, you know, I'd be watching, and so would everybody else.
I thought he was going to be good.
I really did. I thought he did, too. I thought he had it.
He was accurate. He threw an accurate ball. He threw pretty good deep ball. He
runs well.
And he avoids sacks, moves around well in the pocket. It's just he can't get out of his own way.
I thought he'd be the kind of guy like Michael Vick that when he's so busy running around, guys just get open and he can throw downfield.
Or like an Aaron Rodgers of sort. Look how Aaron Rodgers moves around in the pocket and then is terribly accurate.
Well, this guy really can move around in the pocket, but that whole thing with. With the agent, was it Steinberg? No, not Steinberg. Which guy was it?
where he said he's got 30 days to get his shit together and go to rehab.
The other massive agent. Oh, my gosh. Joe. What was
think the, of the.
Rosenhaus. Drew Rosenhaus.
Rosenhaus. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, how he gave him a, which is.
Yeah, he completely blew that off.
It's very rare for an agent to drop a client.
Oh, yeah. Extremely. But that's two agents in 40 days or whatever that he lost.
He has no interest in playing right now. I really don't think so.
But he's going to have interest at some point, and the league is just going to go, are you kidding? Why would anyone give a shit about you? Well, you haven't shown us anything, and but you've shown us you're completely irresponsible off the field.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of the article is, does he really ever want to play again? It's in the Washington Post, and they start off by talking about he missed this Memorial Day party with the family, and everybody's just desperately trying to get a hold of him, former coaches, former youth minister who texts him Bible quotes every day. Then you just see Johnny Manziel deleting those immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't even open them or read them, just deletes them. So they're sending him all these texts. He never responds to any of it. Turns out he just went to a bar to hang out with his buddies. He just blew off the family. He was supposed to get on a helicopter to go to the family events. It's not like some backyard barbecue. It's a nice family gathering, and he just blew it off.
Who's paying for the choppers and the private jets? Is that his own NFL money, or is that daddy's?
Well, I think
dough?
Now it's his own money, but I think that one was probably daddy's money. But that seems to be the demarcation line of the falling out between Johnny Football and the rest of the Manziel family.
Because I think he's dumb enough to think that he's got all this NFL money. He doesn't need daddy's money anymore. And clearly, he is going to run out of his NFL money in no time.
Got it, yeah.
And that's when he's going to go, hey, I've had this lifestyle. I deserve this lifestyle, damn it, either from you, daddy, or I got to work for it in the NFL.
This article points out, I didn't realize that the family kind of distanced themselves from the way he was acting at A&M, and they actually thought that Kevin Sumlin kind of coddled him and excused his behavior by never suspending him, and he only got a half game for breaking the rule of signing an autograph.
Well, they say that, but I think the reality is they weren't a lot better.
That's possible. And
buying him a Mercedes because they were afraid he was going to sign autographs to earn the money for it.
That was before that part, but that seems to be a rub is the way he started acting at A&M, and because he was allowed to by the coaches, which, you know, he is supposed to be an adult by then. So he should take some of the responsibility. So the article goes on, and the question is Johnny Football ever going to play again? And they start to tell the story about when a man named Travis arranged to rent a 5-bedroom villa in the Hollywood Hills. I think you know this story.
Oh, the place he trashed?
Yeah, $1,300 a night would be no problem. Neither Travis told the homeowner would there be any problems with noise. On this Monday and Tuesday, Travis said the plan was to watch movies and turn in early. Travis, as it turns out, was Johnny Manziel.
Oh.
Travis.
Oh. Shut up, baby dear.
Rather than taking it easily through a massive party, according to a lawsuit filed in L.A.
Superior
Court.
Both nights.
Causing $30,000 in damage. Carpets were ruined, so it was a glass table. A bathroom door.
You know, that's something. Who are these assholes that he hangs out with? You know, don't you think he just goes to the bar and just invites everyone back to, hey, I'm running this mansion, come on back.
Oh, you're probably right.
And people just fuck the place up. They go, oh, it's Johnny Manziel's money. Who cares?
You're dead on.
But that's so pathetic.
You dick.
I mean, that's just what a pathetic lifestyle.
They ruined a statue and patio furniture. Holes were punched in walls throughout the house. Police were called early one morning, and so Manziel's group departed. After they departed, a hazmat crew showed up. Drugs and alcohol were strewn all over the house. Rather than spend evenings in nightclubs, he prefers these days to do his socializing in rented houses, where he can control the guest list. Nobody baits him, and he can pose with or sign for whoever he likes. So it's all about him being in control.
A hazmat crew.
Yeah.
Well, will he ever go back to his condo in Cleveland? Because I'm thinking
he sold it.
Oh, he sold it.
Yeah, he had the condo. Then he moved to the house in Avon, where, remember, the assistant, his high school coach
was
coming
right
to the system.
Right.
He has sold that house.
Okay.
Manziel likes to set parameters on the conversation. Many of his friends, even those within his tight circle, have no idea whether or not he'll play football again or if he even wants to. If one of them brings up the NFL or Manziel's playing career, one close friend said, Johnny orders the subject changed.
Change the subject now.
I'm Johnny Football. I order that subject changed. Quote, just a known
thing. I decree the subject be changed.
It's just a known thing that you don't really bring it up unless he wants to, said a friend who requested anonymity to simultaneously be honest and stand.
Oh, so it's okay if he brings it up.
He wants to stand.
These guys going, oh, last time I brought it up, you maybe change the subject.
Things have to change.
But he requests anonymity to stand Johnny's good side.
Oh, it's... So he's got some pathetic hanger-on or friends.
A lot of them, yeah. They don't think he has any intention of playing again, maybe after the court orders are settled. In the meantime, he's becoming familiar with the inside of courtrooms. I remember the Mercedes that he trashed.
No, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, he trashed. He was in the passenger seat, but he rented it. It cost $90,000 in damage on a Mercedes.
$90,000?
Yeah.
The Mercedes cost more than $90,000?
Apparently. That's the one he totaled, I think, when he ran into the sign in L.A.
What a jackass.
Manziel's friends believe in him, though, which is one reason they've remained at the quarterback's side as the circle has narrowed. Two agents have dropped him. Coaches usually avoid the topic. Nike parted ways with him. But the small circle, including former high school teammates Brant and Belfour, are loyal. He throws them birthday parties, bankrolls nights out, and travels with them to Mexico. He invites them to his house, and he answers his call. Quote, he would do anything for us, the friend said. Anytime he needs something, you just give him a call.
So nice.
They're just suckling off of him.
Yeah. No, it's pathetic.
Manziel likes to talk about fashion, so they go shopping or talk about which new jeans are about to be released.
What a dick. What an absolute idiot.
He likes watching the tattooed sleeve on his right arm come together. One rose for his mother and sister, a scripture given to him by his grandfather, an acknowledgement of his father, and his dogs, Chubbs and Oliver. Nice tattoo.
And is there any indication what he intends to do since he's not apparently going to play football? Is he just going to be a party boy
for
the rest of life?
They interview his tattoo artist. He says he's just a young dude trying to have a good time.
That's fine. You got Friday and Saturday night for that.
Claims he hasn't drank alcohol in weeks.
Well, then I would think he'd be bored.
Denise Michaels, this is his spokeswoman. Apparently he's a spokeswoman because Manziel did not respond to text messages requesting an interview for the story. She emailed a statement from Johnny Manziel to the Washington Post. Quote, I'm actually doing well. I have good friends around me supporting what I do, and I try to support them in what they do. I'm not saying I'm never drinking again, but for now, just mostly being healthy. I've got a killer gym in my house, and I spend time working out. I'm interested in doing a lot of different things in my life, including football. But right now, I'm just exploring options and waiting to see what the future holds.
Okay.
So that's what
apparently.
These ribs.
But he lives in West Hollywood now. He got rid of the Ohio. He's out of Ohio. He's out of Texas. He lives in Hollywood.
Oh, is he going into acting, perhaps?
Well, you know, when he says other options, you got to believe. That's what he's thinking about.
He's ugly. He's not going to be an actor.
He's ugly. How about the fact that he probably can't act?
No, of course he can't act.
Channel 7 just ran a story, and they left this dude's phone number on there. I don't even know what this story is about, but they're showing, like, text messages. Like,
well, let's call him and tell him his phone number is just on Channel 7.
See it?
Yeah. Let's dial it up.
All right. What's the story about first? Can we see what the
story is? No, we should just call and just ask him. Yeah, we just saw your phone number on TV. What's the story about?
Did you hang on, Jay? Let me cue it back up. I don't even know what it's about.
Let's see if I can read that.
Social media, impossible. Bed bugs at Garden City High School.
Ugh.
Gross.
Oh yeah, I saw that story.
But we can be that guy. You know how we always got calls. We're like, you just gave your number out over the air. It's always, I'm just letting you know so everybody doesn't call you. And it's that one call.
It looks like this is a student.
Yeah. Because the text is...
The guy that found the bed bug?
I guess it's just a student.
They were claiming there was just one bed bug.
What? Is that how it works? Is there always just a one rando bed bug?
I don't know.
They have us on lockdown. They called the kids down that were the girl with bed bugs. Guess they aren't gone.
Okay.
Where are you guys locked down at?
What?
Is that Griffin?
What?
You don't suppose.
Bye.
try it again, Jay.
You don't suppose he's getting calls?
Yeah, he's getting hammered with calls.
Well, that didn't just air, did it? Or did it?
It just aired.
Again.
3 minutes ago. Where are you guys locked down at in my construction trades class?
Cool. Oh, please answer. Please answer. Please.
You always notice how much power
Hello? Griffin? Hello?
Is this Griffin?
Oh, man.
Bye.
Can't even leave a message?
They're just picking up and hanging up, aren't they?
Yeah. Probably pissed.
Assholes.
That's funny, though, that you would think they would blur that out.
Yeah, oh, that's construction trade classes.
I'm just trying to think, how many people, you know, we always look for that stuff. Do you think a lot of people saw the number and just called it right away? Was it obvious? Was it that blatant? Was it on the screen a long time?
Yeah.
Enough that we noticed it. It's I always notice that with numbers, too, like on Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
They have a real number for his ad, but they showed another number the other night. And I'm like, it's a real number. And then I realized it's not a real number because it started with one.
Oh.
So it was like 585143. So it wasn't a real number, but it looked like a real number.
You chose not to watch Dr. Phil, right?
Yeah. No, I did not want to hear from her.
I've pretty much felt the same way, but I just decided to watch it today just for
Thank you for that.
You're welcome, Dr. Phil. And he was talking so slowly, and she is such a moron. I mean, just a complete and total moron.
And you're talking about Cheyenne Jenkins?
Yes, the fiance of Aaron Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, she's excited that he's not guilty of anything, that her daughter will grow up. Her father's not convicted of anything. But, he's just a guy that killed himself.
But, Mommy, why did Dad kill himself in prison if he was so innocent?
Oh, because they were saying he was guilty, and it upset him so much. Plus, he was boofooing this dude.
Oh, is that the guy that I go visit every once in a while?
Oh, by the way.
Pure?
Pure.
Are you glad you went?
You're not going to believe what she said about Pure.
Oh. Well, no, I wish I would have seen it.
Dr. Phil... I don't want to suggest it was a great show or anything. There were a few moments, though, that were just amazing. One was Dr. Phil brings up his gay buddy. You know, well,
you think he was gay or possibly homosexual?
You're talking way too fast.
Well, I want to get through the show.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
He said, his name was Pure. And she said,
oh, yeah, Pure. Isn't that funny? Then why is he in prison?
Oh, shut up. You're lucky you're not in prison, honey.
No, you imbecile. He's in there for 2 years. Your fiance have a brat with a guy who just killed himself because he's in there for his whole fucking life. He killed 3 people, 4 including himself. We all know he killed
shot another one. That's
dope.
Just what we know of.
And yeah, shot another guy in the face.
You were an accessory.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And then she starts passing judgment on him for accepting a $50,000 watch. She says something about,
he wants a $50,000 watch from somebody who's got a daughter.
You know, like Aaron cares so much about his daughter, you know, that he kills only 3 people and shoots one in the face and he's in prison for life.
It's a little misguided anger. She should be mad at Aaron for giving the watch to him and not the daughter.
No, she's not mad at Aaron for anything. Aaron is so wonderful. You want to bring Dr. Phil up?
Yeah, is this from part one or part two?
It's from the first one, I believe. So it's
Monday.
The 16th, I think.
Oyimbo.
Wait, let's see. Today's okay. It was yesterday. It might have been the second show, man.
See the description for today's Dr. Phil? What's daughter is a spoiled and entitled brat. Teen princess Cheryl Lynn admits to spending tens of thousands on other people's dollars, living the high life. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
The close, she sort of gives her summary of how wonderful Aaron is.
Yeah.
It's just so stupid. Yeah, it's about 54 minutes in.
54. Okay, that's 38. All
right. It's right into the... Well, actually, if you want to go to 38, that's about her testimony. That's not a bad spot either.
Thank you.
About the gun she threw away.
In our storage room. And, remove a box from our home.
Yes, Aaron calls in the middle of a murder investigation. As you do this.
Okay. Now, did you do anything with the box that was in the bag that was in the trunk of the car?
I did. I disposed of it.
Where?
Thank you for that.
In a dumpster.
Where is the dumpster?
I don't know.
Oh.
I ask you if you felt like the prosecutors communicated to your defense team that Aaron was gay in hopes that you would feel betrayed and flip on him. Was that their theory?
Oh, I don't know.
It is this 38 minutes?
You yeah. stand by what okay. you said at trial.
Right. Which is 100% truthful.
Yeah, sure it was.
You were talking at trial about the fact that Aaron called you the day after this murder, and there was some discussion. Do you recall sometime just after in the afternoon when you received these calls from the defendant that he asked you to do something, and you said yes? And what did he ask you to do?
The longest
and
question.
You responded
Holy
to remove
shit.
A box.
I'm gonna start timing.
Just how heavy was this now bag with the box in it?
Maybe 35 pounds.
There's
40,
the video
maybe.
Of her removing it from the
and
house.
As a result of it being that weight, did you have some
phone call
carrying this bag with the box in it?
Oh, that could be Griffin.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Jay, just put it through the board.
For Griffin?
Hello?
Hello?
Is Griffin there?
Is Griffin there?
Can I ask you why you're calling my son?
Well, yeah, like his phone number's on TV, and so I just wanted to call you and tell you that your phone number's on TV and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we saw on the news.
Did you? Was that an advertisement or what? Because your phone number's on TV, and I didn't think it was an advertisement.
No, it's not an advertisement. That was a mistake by Channel 7 News for putting my son's phone number on TV.
Your cell phone blows.
You're going to get, like, tons of phone calls and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you gotten a lot?
A lot of people called so far?
You were the first person that called.
Well, just know other people are going to call.
Phone lines are going crazy!
Yeah, it's going to be really weird. But it'll just be people that saw the phone number on TV because it was on TV during the news.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. Well, you might want to tell Channel 7 maybe. They might want to re-air it again. You might want to tell them to cut it out.
Okay.
They can edit it out.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank
I know
you.
Somebody works in the business.
They had a Griffin for me.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. See ya.
Yeah.
Wait, why am I thanking you? You should be thanking me. You did. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, bye.
See ya.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I knew. I told you.
Why did they call back?
I told you we would be the first. Probably only. That's
Wait,
funny, though. They
what's
noticed
wrong with
it.
The public? The public used to call. Everyone used to call when that happened. The public is really at a low ebb. The lowest common denominator. Something has gone wrong with the lowest common denominator.